few halachot regarding Asirat Yemei Teshuvah. Katab b'shaar ruach hakodesh shelo yishalev ba'adam etzba'ot yadav zu bezu hayamin besemol. A person is not allowed to intertwine his fingers, the right and the left, to put them intertwining together. That brings on chas v'shalom the midat hadin onto a person. One should be careful from doing that all year long, but especially during the Asirat Teshuvah, when the time of judgment is, one should be extra careful not to do that, and he should warn his wife and his children as well. Also, the gamtov sheyeshod zeraotav tamid letzad panim shelo yu le'achorav. That's also brought down by the Ben Ish Chai, that one should always try to keep his hands in front of him, not to put his hands behind him, because that's where the achoraim, that's where the dinim are. Beze bechol yimot hashana v'yamim elu yakpid yoter v'yoter v'yazir gam lebanav v'debeto kedosh shelo yakbir alav midat tadin. The Ben Ish Chai also says that the tzaddikim are always careful to put the right over the left. That means when they clap right on left. When they put on their garments, they put right first. When they put on their clothes, they always put right on left, in order that the midat ha-chesed should overpower the midat ha-din. Yesh, im shofech tefillato l'Hashem itbarach. During these days of Chaim Palach, he writes in Mo'ed Kol Chai, if a person prays to Borei Olam, u'mebekesh davar shu shevach l'Borei, he's praying for something spiritual. Kegon limud Torah, so he learns Torah better, or Hafsesh Shemaim, or other things that have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shum'im Tefilato, God listens, Apapi She'en Biyadom Ma'asim Tovim, even though he's not worthy, even though he doesn't have deeds to back it up, such Tefilot are answered. Ra'ui Shemiyamim Elu Ya'atiru Abba'im Be'ad Zara'am Be'zera Zara'am Shiyu Yir'eh Chet Lamidiyah Hakamim Umareh Ora'ah Be'Yisrael. It's worthy to pray for your descendants, children and grandchildren. There should be fear of sin, and they should be Tamidei Chachamim, and even Morei Hora'ot. And it says in Chazal, that's the Gemara Baba Metziah Daf Peh, that Yosef fasted 40 Ta'aniyot, because they showed him in a dream, Lo Yamushu Mepicha, but he wasn't happy. So it says he fasted another 40 until they showed him, Umepi Zara'acha. And then he fasted another 40 until they told him, Umepi Zera Zara'acha. So you see over here, once you have three generations, then the Torah guarantees to go back to its towards Aksanya. Katab Rabbeinu Ben Ish Chai, sheyesh lomar seder tashlich bechol yom Asirat Teshuvah. The Ben Ish Chai held to do tashlich every day during Asirat Teshuvah, and it's brought down as well a segula on the 8th day of Tishri or the 9th day. The 8th day would be Monday, the 9th day would be Tuesday. Yichtov al niyar, you write on a certain paper. Shiyimhaiku avonotav, is a special nosach that they write on the paper, they put it on a rock, and they throw it into the river, and it drowns, and they say that kach yimachu kol avonotenu.